So here's a good place to start. Remember, when Jesus uses parables to teach us, he tells stories, and in the story, the different characters point to real people. So the story is something that Jesus just makes up to tell some really important truths, to teach us important things about God, about us, about how much he loves us. And so in the parable today that we heard, the long one at the end of the prodigal son, there are two sons in the story. There's one younger and there's one older. Now, who do you think those sons stand for? When Jesus talks about those two sons, who do you think those sons might be talking about? Who do you think?
Us.
Well, us, definitely. Yep. So in the story of the prodigal son, the younger son, that can be us sometimes. The older son, he's kind of different, but we can also be like the older son. Okay, so keep that in mind, okay? So just remember in your head, in the parable of the prodigal son, that younger son, that stands for us and what we do. Now, in the parable, there is a wonderful father who's very, very loving. Guess who that father stands for? The father in the parable, who do you think that father really is? Who do you think? God. Yes, excellent. God the Father. Okay? Now, let's see here. Let's bring this to life a little bit. And so, do you want to be God the Father for us? Yeah. You can come stand right up here. Now, he's a good father. He's very wise. And wise people always have beards and mustaches. So do you want to just put that on? Just go right, yeah, right back over your head. There you go. Well, you don't have to cover it with your eyes, but yeah, there you go. Something's not going on here. Just right behind, just like that. There you go. There we go. Okay. He's very wise. You want to put that on? There we go. He's a very, very wise and loving father. That looks excellent. On the live stream later on, you're going to be able to see how good this really looks. Yes. Okay, so we have the father. Now, we have the younger son. Remember, the father stands for God the Father, and the son stands for all of us and what we do. And so, let's see. Do you want to be our son? Come on up here. Okay. So, we have the younger son. Now, you can stand right in the middle up here. There you go. Right in the middle. Right over here. There we go. Okay. So, the son has a choice. In the gospel parable that Jesus tells, he has a choice that he can make. He can stay at home with the father. So, we'll have the father hold the home there. He can stay at home with the father and live there and be part of the whole family. Or he can decide to leave his home and go somewhere else. Can I get a friend to help hold the house here? Okay, you want to come right on up here? There you go. Okay, now, the younger son, he knows, I can stay with my father and be part of the whole family, or I can leave and I can go do whatever I want. Now, the younger son, he thinks he knows everything. He thinks he's super cool. When you're super cool, you have to wear sunglasses. Put those sunglasses on. Yes. Now, here's the thing. The younger son, he thinks he knows way more than his father. And so he has this choice. Do I stay at home with my family, or do I leave my home? And he says to himself, If I leave my home, well, I'll do whatever I want to do. No more rules, no one telling me what to do. And so he thinks, you know what? What I really want to do is I want to be out on my own. I don't want to be at home with the father. Because he thinks he's so cool, he says to himself, if I stay at home with my father, well, that's just not going to be as much fun. I want to do whatever I want to do. I don't want anyone telling me what to do, what I can't do, anything like that. Now, remember I said in the parables, everything has a meaning. And so the choice to not live and stay with the Father, but to go out on our own and do whatever we want, thinking that we know best, you know what that is? That's sin. Sin, it's just every single time that we say, I know better than God, and I don't want anyone telling me what to do, and I think I'm going to be happier and better doing whatever I want to do. Who were the first two people who decided to leave God the Father and his beautiful home in the Garden of Eden? Who were the first two? Adam and Eve. This is exactly what Adam and Eve did. They said, man, we are way too cool for God. We want to do what we want. We know better. You can turn my volume down a little bit. Thanks. And so Adam and Eve were the first two to leave God and say, we just want to do whatever we want. That is what sin is. Can I have a friend who will, Ellie, you want to come up and hold this? Well, here, you know what, both of you can come on up. It's a big sign, both of you can hold that together. Excellent, thank you, friends. Now, here is the most important thing that I want to teach you guys today. There's so much awesome stuff in this parable, but here's the main thing that I want to teach you guys. I think God wants us to hear today at this Mass. When it comes to sin, here's the way sin always works. Sin always, always looks super sparkly and super like, oh man, like look how great this is gonna be. Like man, like look how awesome this is. Sin always looks super glamorous and sparkly and shiny. And so the younger son is like, man, this is what I want. I don't want to stay, like, to stay at home with the father, that would be boring. Now, he thinks he knows everything, but this is the way sin works. It's sparkly, it's glittery, and do you remember in the Garden of Eden, what looked really tempting to Adam and Eve? There was something on a tree. What looked really tempting to them? Well, the snake tempted. But what looked really nice and kind of glittery and sparkly, like, ooh, I think I want that. What was it? The fruit. Yeah, the fruit of the tree in the center of the garden. So listen, and this is and for all of us, especially for adults, this is the super important part. Sin always looks really attractive, really sparkly, really glittery, and we're like, I think I want that, and it looks way better than sticking with God the Father. So this is the way sin looks. But does sin give us what it says it's going to give us?
No.
So the younger son, super cool, thinks he's super cool, leaves home. But then what happened? After a little while, what happened to that glittery, shiny, sparkly life? What were some of the things that you heard in the parable about the son? How did it end up? Did it end up really well? No, not at all. What are some of the things you heard about how miserable his life was? Yeah. Yeah, he spent his money, all of his money, on junk. So that's one good part. Good, good for you. What else did you hear about the life of the son? What else? God did make us, and God did make the world, yes. He made us for himself. And when we leave God, even though it looks nice and shiny and sparkly, it doesn't go well. What else did you hear about the sun? What else? Okay, a big famine struck, meaning he had no food to eat. He had no money. He had no food. What was his job? Did you remember? Did you hear in the gospel? What was his job? Yes.
Feeding pigs.
Yeah, feeding pigs. How many of you would like to have a great job working 40 hours a week feeding pigs? No, it's no good. No, not at all. And not only that, but he didn't have any shoes. All of his clothes were tattered and torn and ripped. It was a miserable life. So here's the thing. Sin always looks sparkly and glittery, but underneath, there's just nothing there. Like, if you said, like, oh, I love that sparkly dress. I think I want to wear that. But what it really is just like this rough, awful, terrible burlap that doesn't feel good, that doesn't do anything good. Underneath the glitter of sin, there's only ever death. And the younger son, he was really close to being dead. So this is the most important thing that I think this the Lord wants us to hear today is, even though sin looks really attractive, it never ever gives us what we think it's going to give us. Adam and Eve said, oh, let's eat the fruit of the tree, and then we'll be like God. Only it didn't happen. It only separated them from God and brought death into the world. So, now here's the good news. When the younger son finally he realizes what's going on, he says to himself, at my father's house, even the servants have more than enough to eat. And so, here's the awesome thing. He says, you know what? I'm going to change my mind. I want to go back home and be at home with my father. What does the father do when the son comes home? What are some of the amazing, awesome things that you heard in the parable that the father did? Yes.
He had a feast.
He had a feast. Yes. Did he stop loving his son? No. He loved him so much that even when he came home, he said, we're going to have a feast. What else? Yes, give him the finest robe, put sandals on his feet, put a ring back on his finger. So he puts him in these beautiful clothes. And this, remember, who's the father in this parable? Who? God. God, your father, is the father in the parable. And he loves us so much that even when we choose to leave home and we choose sin, he's always ready, and he wants us to come back home. That is what Jesus wants us to hear in the gospel today. He wants us to know how good the Father is. How many of you are in second grade? Okay, excellent. So those of you in second grade, this year, you get to receive for the very first time in just a few months the gift of the Father's mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation. And Jesus wants us to know that even when we go all the way away from him and we choose sin, we can always, he always wants us to come back home, because sin is no good and doesn't bring us happiness and it doesn't give us anything good. It just brings death and bad stuff. We can always come home to the Father. And Jesus wants each of you to really know that and believe that. How many of you ever at home have made a bad choice? You did something that your mom and dad, you knew that you weren't supposed to do. And after you did it, and they found out about it, how many of you maybe have been afraid at times wondering, like, are my mom and my dad going to forgive me? Have you ever wondered, like, if you did something really wrong, if you can be forgiven? Yeah, I've done that. Yes. What Jesus wants us to know is that the Father loves us so much that he's always ready to forgive us and let us come back home. And it's here when we're home with God and with our whole family where we have real happiness, like all of the stuff our hearts most want. So, you guys did such a great job today. And I'm going to get these things folded up here. And if I can get our sacristan, Joe, you want to come and help me grab these things? Thank you to all of my helpers. I'll take the signs back. You guys did awesome.